America Weekend.
I have not seen your Nana this happy in years. Bedtime here is 9:30. It's probably best you two shouldn't come out of your room after that. See you in the morning.
9:30.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenke. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Visit.
With Halloween rapidly approaching, audiences are finding themselves in need of a good scare, and a healthy number of them are turning to M. Night Shyamalan's The Visit to provide it, which is not only the best work in more than a decade from the Sixth Sense director, but has also become a pretty sizable hit. And it is a pretty good movie, warts and all. Two young siblings are meeting their grandparents for the first time years after their single mother had a big falling out with her parents. But time brings forgiveness, so Mom Paula sends her son and daughter upstate to Nana and Pop-Pop so she can go on vacation with her boyfriend. At first, all is well. But soon, the old folks get weirder and scarier to the point where the grade school age youngsters are too terrified to even leave their guest room. And not long after that, their very lives are endangered when they discover a terrible secret about their mom's folks. This is a found footage thriller that is far from perfect, but still provides a number of palpable frights. It has the typical M. Night Shyamalan twist finale, but it's a pretty good one as those things go. A mostly no-name cast turns in effective performances, and that makes up for the script's occasional clumsiness. The Visit is worth a look for horror fans only. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Speaking of entertainment, watch any TV lately? Do you watch CNBC for entertainment? No one does. They watch it to see how they're getting screwed over by the stock market weekday afternoons, but there is programming at the other hours of the day. And now one of the big stars is Jay Leno. Have you seen Jay Leno's Garage? They announced that this show was going to be on back in the summer, and I thought it was going to be on NBC, the mothership network, the big NBC, not CNBC. Well, it turns out Jay's show is on CNBC because, again, they need filler programming outside of business hours. Anyway, it is Jay with his monstrosity of a garage. It is, I don't know, what does he have, like 300 cars? I mean, you make all those millions and millions of dollars for hosting The Tonight Show for 20-some-odd years. You need to spend it on something. He bought old cars, restored them, and put them in some garage. So this is Jay Leno's Garage. It's Jay dressed up in a denim shirt and a pair of jeans, talking about all things cars. And I stumbled into one of the episodes, and he had Tim Allen on, and so there they are in these old Dodge Chargers, I think it was, and they're driving around in this empty parking lot, and they're doing donuts and spinning out and, you know, speeding, and all of a sudden here come two cops, and you're supposed to think they were really getting pulled over and potentially arrested, and yeah, they were cuffed and all this, and it was just, you know, come on. I know they have to put stuff on, but Jay Leno, you know what, Jay? Maybe it's time to go home. Do you remember what Johnny Carson did after The Tonight Show? He did nothing. He did a guest appearance on David Letterman's show for about 2 minutes one night. Actually, no, about 3 or 4 minutes, and got a 2-minute standing ovation. He brought out David's top 10 list. This was in 95, a few years after his run on The Tonight Show ended. And we never saw Johnny again. You could tell that Jay never wanted to leave. He was dragged kicking and screaming from that show. They tried to pull him out back in 09 when they stuck Conan O'Brien on The Tonight Show, and they gave Jay that weird 10 o'clock show, which was just the Tonight Show light, or almost the Conan O'Brien pregame show. That didn't work out for O'Brien because his humor gets a little weird at 11:30, so Jay goes back. And then they realized they had to put Jimmy Fallon on because Jay was literally aging out of the demographic. And you could tell he did not want to leave, and off Jay goes. Jay was also on an episode of The Muppets a couple of weeks back. So Jay just does not want to go home. And when that happens to an entertainer, of course, all right, I know I'm making light of it, and there will be a day I'll be grabbed and dragged from a microphone, kicking and screaming as well. But when you do it in such a way where it looks like, you know what, maybe it is time to go and spend your day at the dog track, but when you've made your money and you've been so successful in this uber mega way that Jay Leno was to host a franchise such as The Tonight Show for 20 some odd years, maybe it's time to bow out gracefully. I have to hand it to Jerry Seinfeld. He never rushed back to television. Whatever you think of his humor, whatever you thought about that show, from 98 until now, what have we seen him do on TV? Regular television, cable, broadcast. All right, he did that 1 year on Curb Your Enthusiasm with a pseudo Seinfeld reunion. He was in, what, 6 or 7 episodes? He took his act online. And the comedians and coffee idea is brilliant, and it's funny. But this thing that Jay is doing right now, this Jay Leno's Garage, we know he has cars. Terrific. It's wonderful. We don't need to see them. And the jokes that worked back in the summer of 95, they don't work in the fall of 15. Stay with us. When we come back, Christina Staffo and I will have the story of a priest who didn't like the football team that a kid was rooting for, so he put a musket to his head. Wow. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Years ago, Dave and Karen bought a house in an adults-only community. They love the lifestyle, but now find themselves unexpectedly pregnant. They really don't want to move, but adults only is strongly emphasized in their HOA rules. Is there anything they can do, or do they have to move? The final verdict after this. Are cigarettes ruining your life? Miracet is a permanent stop smoking solution. Call 800-942-0965. Stop smoking for good. Only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. That's 800-942-0965. Since Karen was of childbearing age at the time she and Dave purchased their home, it's unreasonable for a developer to expect her to never bear children. The court found the adults-only restriction was unreasonable, and that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The melting of the world's glaciers and polar ice caps is due to sunlight no longer bouncing off reflective snow, but instead being absorbed in the dark waters of the ocean, heating them up, then further melting the ice due to surrounding warmer waters. With climate change and global warming, we're seeing cities suffering newfound issues. In much the same way the ice and snow reflect UV or sun rays, several American cities are looking at beginning to refit with white roofs as a way to cool our large cement and steel cities. Not only does this reduce cooling costs throughout the spring and summer, but the white color also maintains a more stable temperature. Above all, each city that can reduce its massive heat exhaust ends up buying time for its urban quality of life. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.